It's the Phillies and Braves in Atlanta. Jaime Garcia cruising along for Atlanta. Hadn't allowed a base runner until Howie Kendrick faced him in the top of the fourth.
Curveball hit in the air to left center field and hit hard. This may not stay in the park. And it doesn't. The first hit is off a hanging breaking ball, and it crosses the yellow line. For Kendrick, that's his second homer. He gets his eighth RBI, and we got a 1-1 ball game. To Herrera. And lines at the right field. That's hooking away from Marquez inside the chalk and inside the right field corner. It's a stroll to the plate for Hernandez, and it is a ringing double for Herrera. He'll grab the RBI. That's number 23, and the Phillies will grab the lead. It's 2-1. The high set and the tip to first, a throw to first, and a balk has been called by the first baseman, Everett. Down to second. Goes Kendrick to the plate, comes Herrera, and there's a good chance Brian Snitker is going to get tossed. Remember, this happened before when they called a balk on Jaime Garcia, Brian yelling at the dugout. So that's a second run in the inning, and another runner in scoring position.
Well, pitching one of his best games of his young career. Line center field, tracking Herrera over his head, little hop in the air, and he pulls it in. And that will bring up Kurt Suzuki, and the Braves are down to their final out. First pitch to him is popped up, playable. Foul territory, rough again. And the catcher has it to end the game. Aaron Nola and the Phillies bullpen shut down the Braves.
So the Phillies hang on to beat the Braves 3-1. They improved to 5-0 against Atlanta this season. Here's Braves manager Brian Snitker talking about his starter, Jaime Garcia's performance.
Great job. Great job. And, I think he found one breaking ball to Kendrick, and then, you know, it wasn't like they were banging him all around. Adonis makes a great play to save a run, but he was really good, yeah, again.
What was your complaint on the ball call?
Well, I'm just, you know, we how many games we played, and, you know, he's been balked the last two moves he's made. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, he wasn't balked at all season, and there was, you know, it was just, I don't know. I mean, it's just that I'm thinking that's just too, you know, too coincidental, I guess, a little bit maybe. I don't know if he balked. He might have balked. But it just, you know, think, throw one over there first. I mean, it's almost like you're, I don't know. He might have, I haven't looked at it. He might have balked.
Is that one of those things where the umpires maybe got together and decided they would start cracking down on?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Specifically, or all
pitchers? Well, I don't know. I hope it's all of them if they're going to do that. Yeah. I mean, because I've seen a lot of guys, you know, for a while that, a lot of guys are balking and they're not called, so I just kind of assumed they were kind of just shying away from all that unless it was just blatant. And I don't know, maybe that was. I don't know. I look at it and I might, you know, answer my own question.
Walks plagued Jaime earlier in the season, but how encouraging is it to see the way
he's doing? It's great. You know, he's just been on the attack in the zone. You know, it's kind of like he's been able to wipe out the walks with double play balls, you know, in this little run he's got, but it's really, really good. You know, it's just, He's been nailed. So I mean, it's good. When, you know, gets him the eighth inning. That's outstanding.
That guy comes in with a 5 ERA, but you guys really weren't able to put together anything.
Nothing. I mean, he was good. He was changing speeds, and it's like the breaking ball kept breaking, and he had decent change, and you know, he could go like and get a little extra when he needed it too. It seemed like so. But he's a good little pitcher.
Hurst comes up first appearance.
Really good. Yeah. He's been pitching well in Double A, and liked what I saw. I liked how he went out to hitters, and that was good.
You guys never say die, even show a little fight at the end.
No, yeah, always. Oh, these guys never quit. I mean, you know, I had a good feeling there. I thought, you know, actually I thought Matt was going to tie it, and I had a really good feeling that Donis was going to win it, quite honestly. So, you know, it's just, yeah, win them games. We got a pitch ball game against us, and we pitched well, and you know, didn't happen.
What did Adonis do on that swing?
I don't know. I haven't talked about it yet, so I don't know what happened. Just it was, you know, kind of a he flinched, and then you could tell something's bothering him. That's why I wanted Levy to go out and just make sure. Mm-hmm. You know, he's so tough. You never know. I mean, it's just he goes through pain. He's got a pain tolerance like nobody I've ever seen. So I just wanted to make sure, you know, he's okay.
You said even when Garcia was struggling, hey, this is one, his stuff is great, and you know.
I said, yeah, I was like, I said, yeah, I don't know how they hit him. I mean, you know, you watch and it's moving, and you know, but I think he's kind of narrowed the zone down, and he's just, you know, with his movement and you know, the command's better. He's a solid. I mean, he's been really fun to watch.
He's starting to feel like Julio Teheran last year with the back.
Well, that's kind of the way it goes. I mean, mm-hmm. It's we've been scoring some runs and swinging the bat good, and we will tomorrow.
Jaime Garcia pitched into the eighth, but still suffered the loss on Tuesday night. Here's the starter talking about his performance.
What was working best for you? And it was just the sinker was really moving a lot down in the zone.
For the most part, I was able to keep the ball down with all my pitches, and we'll see if we can do that.
You know, you had retired the first 11 in a row. You're really in a groove there. Did you just make one mistake? And that's in like
a little bit. That's a terrible pitch. I think he's a good hitter. I'm not trying to take anything away from him, but I didn't execute my pitch right there. You know, I let it get away. Just got to make a better pitch right there.
If we watched this last year with Julio Teheran, had an all-star season, and didn't get any run support, only had five wins or whatever it was. Does it get frustrating at all, or you just have to keep going out and saying, I just got to do what I got to do and not worry about the end result?
Yeah, that's what I try to do, man. That's pretty much just try to master the things that I can control. And things that I can control is my work ethic, my attitudes, is what happened behind me, and just gonna continue to compete and keep us in the ballgame.
What was your thoughts on the ball call?
I don't agree with it. I didn't like it. I think, he made the call. It is what it is, but I think he's just trying to, I don't know what happened, man. I think they called the ball for me last game, and he was just trying to be smart right there. I don't agree, they do what you got to do, but, it is what it is.
He had a chance to get out of the last time because there was one out and a guy second. This time, it hurt you calling a ball by now right there.
Yeah.
In that situation.
Yeah. I just don't, especially in a situation where I wasn't really trying to, it's not like a situation where I'm trying to, he's going, or I'm trying to, get him, or I'm trying to give him my best, and I just don't, But again, that's the umpires are for. They make those calls, and he thought it was, he thought that was a bog, and I didn't agree with it, but it is what it is.
What did you tell your knee? It's going too far toward the plate.
Yeah, I tried to ask him, and he wouldn't even look at me at first, and then he acted like I was mad or yelling at him. I was just asking a normal question. That seems like sometimes I have a little bit of an attitude, but, for me, it's out of my control. What I can control is just make pitches, and, their job is to make those calls, and he made it.
What do you think it's been? Was it good for you to see Snit kind of have your back on that one, too?
Yeah, I wasn't really paying attention in dugout. I was just trying to continue to make pitches. It is what it is. I'm not making an excuse. They're the umpires. They make those calls, and, he thought it was he made that right call.
Mike Fultonevich takes the mound for the Braves Wednesday in the third game of this four-game series.